FBI surged resources to Minnesota early in federal fraud investigation, Patel says. FBI Director Kash Patel on Sunday confirmed his office had surged resources to Minnesota to investigate claims of fraud exploiting federal services and programs. Federal officials have so far indicted 78 people and convicted 57 individuals in the $250 million fraud scheme in Minnesota, said Patel in a post on X. Charges included wire fraud, money laundering, conspiracy, and more. The FBI is aware of recent social media reports in Minnesota, Patel wrote. However, even before the public conversation escalated online, the FBI had surged personnel and investigative resources to Minnesota to dismantle large-scale fraud schemes exploiting federal programs. Fraud that steals from taxpayers and robs vulnerable children will remain a top FBI priority in Minnesota and nationwide. The FBI director also said the recent arrests are just the tip of a very large iceberg. We will continue to follow the money and protect children, and this investigation very much remains ongoing. Furthermore, many are also being referred to immigration officials for possible further denaturalization and deportation proceedings where eligible. The fraud scheme, Patel wrote, resulted in the stealing of federal food aid meant for vulnerable children during COVID, including sham vendors, shell companies, and large-scale money laundering tied to the Feeding Our Future network. These criminals didn't just engage in historic fraud, but tried to subvert justice as well, he added. He noted a case in which a defendant and others have been charged for attempting to bribe a juror with $120,000 in cash. Those responsible pleaded guilty and were sentenced, including a 10-year prison term and nearly $48 million in restitution in related cases. The FBI chief's announcement was made after a viral video posted online showed a daycare in Minneapolis that allegedly obtained millions of state-backed funding although it was largely inactive. Some Republican lawmakers, including Representative Tom Emmer, called for Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's office to investigate. Vice President J.D. Vance called the fraud allegations in the state a microcosm of the immigration fraud in our system. Politicians like it because they get power. Welfare cheats like it because they get rich, Vance wrote on X on Saturday. But it's a zero-sum game, and they're stealing both money and political power from Minnesotans. Joe Thompson, first assistant U.S. attorney, told reporters earlier this month that the scale of fraud in Minnesota-run programs is astronomically high. Fraud was found in programs involving services such as child nutrition, housing services, and autism, he said. I'm sure everyone is wondering how much of this $18 billion was fraud, Thompson told reporters. That's the $18 billion question. In response to the investigations, Walz in October ordered a third-party audit and paused payments to the 14 programs for 90 days. One program has since been shut down entirely. Walz says the state aggressively increased resources for fraud detection and prevention, and recently appointed a statewide director of program integrity to oversee those efforts. Aside from Patel's statement, the White House has sounded the alarm for fraud among Minnesota's Somali community. On Thanksgiving, President Donald Trump described the state as a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity and added he was terminating temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota. Walz has been critical of Trump and the White House's statements about Somalis in his state, saying in an NBC interview in late November that administration officials are demonizing an entire community. The Associated Press contributed to this report.